Hi, Miranda.
Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, Miss 8-time female vocalist winner, kicking everybody's butt?
I'm good. I like that intro.
I'm so happy to have you on my show. I don't know why I haven't had a chance to talk to you before, but man, we've been playing Tin Man the last couple of weeks on the Delilah Show, and everybody loves it.
Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that so much.
They love it with a tear in their eye.
Yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
Oh boy, isn't it? I was sitting here before you called watching a video of you singing it with a tear in your eye, and I'm like, okay, good. I'm not the only one.
It's a hard one, but it's good. You know, it's the kind of it's that kind of song that makes you feel everything, even if you don't want to, you know?
And most of the time, we don't want to.
No, but it's sort of therapeutic, right? Like, that's what music does, and, like, gets you through it, and then you can, you know, feel it, and then turn on something really happy.
And that, my darling, is why I have had a successful nighttime radio show for years.
Exactly.
Because at night, during the day, you know, you got kids, and you got work, and you got laundry, and you got responsibilities, and doctor's appointments, and blah, 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 blah. You got to go to the PTA meeting. But at night, that's when, you know, that's when those feelings crawl out from under your bed. The monsters come out, and you got to deal with them.
Yeah. But it's also like there's also a positive to that. Like there's a, you know.
Yeah, it keeps me employed.
If you feel it at night, you know the next day is going to come. The sun's coming. So go ahead and get through it in the dark.
Yep. And let me hold your hand while we get through it. So I got to tell you, when I was listening to Tin Man for the first time, I was married more than a year or two ago. And I was blessed to have a son. And when my son was 10 months old, his daddy left us. And it took me 6-7 years to put that behind me and be able to open my heart again. And he just went on with his life. He just picked up and went on with his damn life.
Wow.
And when I listened to that song, your song, Tin Man, for the first time, boy, bam, did it bring back all those emotions from, you know, more than a decade or two ago.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'll say I'm sorry and you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. And
you have to be reminded of those times so that you can stay strong, you know, because you came out of it and you're good.
Came out of it and so damn happy now. I can't even tell you. And
the biggest blessing of all pain is the reward on the other side, you know?
Yep. And had I not gone through that, had my son and I not gone through that, I don't think we would be as close as we are today. And had I not gone through that, I know I would not appreciate the goodness that is in my life now.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that.
So for anybody who's listening to Tin Man and is in the thick of it right now, I just want to say from Mama Delilah, you will get through it. You will get through it stronger. And when you find somebody that does have a really sweet and committed heart, you'll be so happy.
100% agree with you.
Not that I'm saying that to you, young lady. I'm not.
Well, I'm saying it to me.
Okay, maybe I was saying a little bit to you.
Okay.
You are so stinking adorable, Miranda Lambert.
Well, thank you.
I found you because I have a daughter named Shayla who has a voice like an angel. And she was working with a vocal coach. And the vocal coach said, there's this young lady that I want you to listen to because you have very similar ranges. And she came home so excited. She's like, oh, my God, Mom, this girl has put into lyrics everything that you tell us kids all the time. So I started listening
amazing.
To you and I was like, dang, she gets it.
Yeah, I think it's just I get laughs because I live one, you know.
So my daughter, a teenager, thought that you were so uber cool and didn't even realize she was giving me a compliment in saying that you live your life with passion and you live your life authentically, which is what I constantly tell my kids to do, to just be who they are, be who God made them to be. And ever since she came home bragging on you, I've been watching you going, you get it. You so get it.
Well, that's funny because that's my mom. My biggest advice for my mom was always be who you are and stick with it. Just go with it. Go with who you are and don't stray. And so that's pretty much what I do.
Miranda Lambert with me. We are talking about life and love and summertime. But hold that thought. I want to take a moment here to acknowledge our sponsor. This podcast is free for anybody, any Miranda Lambert fan, any Delilah fan that wants to download it and listen to it, keep it, share it with friends. Absolutely free. And it's free to you because Audible.com is sponsoring this podcast. I can't tell you the number of times I've allowed myself the luxury of falling in love with a great book. One of my lifelong friends, Dee Dee, is the same way, and she discovers the world through Audible. If you're listening to the performance of a mystery on Audible, you'll know why she thrills at the mysterious things that come from a book well told. Characters coming to life, the goosebumps that come with the big reveals, the adrenaline when the plot is being revealed. When an Audible performance is powerful, you actually start enjoying your commute. And that's just one of the beautiful outcomes of listening to a book on Audible. The feeling is audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first Audible book is free. Learn more at audible.com. We now are going to resume our conversation with the incredible, invincible, non-stoppable, adorable Miranda Lambert.
Thank you so much for the kind words.
I appreciate the standard that you set of just being authentic and true to yourself and using your gifts and talents. And I love the fact, Miranda Lambert, that you have an organization that helps to save dogs, correct? You work with pound puppies?
Yes.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
I do. I started a foundation in 2009 with my mom, actually, just four girls. And really, I started it because I didn't want to necessarily give to one organization, whether it be, you know, ASPCA or Humane Society. I wanted to be able to sort of, not that I won't give to them, but I just wanted to be able to branch out a little bit and sort of decide where money goes that I raise for my foundation. So we started Mutt Nation Foundation in 2009, and we basically raised, our biggest mission is to raise awareness for, you know, shelter pets are the best pets. You know, adopt, don't shop is our biggest sort of mission. But we also do a lot of puppy mill rescues. We do a lot of natural disasters when dogs are misplaced during a tornado or a flood. We take our mobile unit and sort of house them before they can be replaced in homes or placed back in their old homes. And we have done everything from getting, you know, military dog surgery to redoing shelters. So we kind of just run the gamut, but our main mission is to raise awareness for shelters and for shelter pets. So I'm surprised my dogs haven't barked during this interview.
So how many do
I
you
have? Seven.
You have seven
rescue dogs and four rescue kitties. So I think I'm at my limit for now, but
well, I keep thinking I'm at my limit for rescue dogs and rescue kitties and rescue kids because I have 13 children and 10
you
of them.
You do not.
I do.
That's amazing.
10 of them are adopted and were considered unadoptable because they have chronic illness or special needs. Anyway, every time I don't even go to the shelter anymore. I just can't because I'm like, well, I'm just going to go and volunteer. I'm just going to go and I take donations. You know, we take food and stuff like that up there. And I inevitably come home with another dog.
I know the feeling. Believe me.
How can you not?
I know. Well, you know, it's awesome. My favorite thing is like I love to play matchmaker. So when we do adoption drives, sometimes we do adoption drives at my shows because I can combine my passions, which is amazing. So we'll bring our mobile unit and we call it the Mutt Nation Road Show. And we have the mobile unit in our parking lot of the venue that I'm playing, and local shelters bring dogs out for adoption, or we bring some of Mutt Nation dogs that we have. And my favorite thing is just to see somebody walking up that's not necessarily like on a mission to get a certain kind of dog. And
then love happens.
Okay, I feel it. I feel it. I think this couple wants this rat terrier, and like it makes me crazy. It makes me so happy.
I love that. I love, and I love taking my kids. We have a great, it's a no kill shelter in my county. And we, our shelter actually rescues dogs from other high kill shelters in California.
Yeah, we do that too, actually. So I think it's so important to just, you know, when people are like, I want a dog. It's like, there's so many dogs that need homes that aren't necessarily purebred anything but greatness, you know. So
and there's anyway. there's a breed, there's a mutt, there's a dog for every need. Like if you live in the city and you live in an apartment and you can't have a big noisy dog like I do at the farm, there's millions of them. There's so many. So go adopt. And then if you live on a farm like I do, you can always use one more Labrador. You can, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, or Golden Retriever mix.
Or Golden Retriever mix. Or I've got three Border Collie mixes that are pound puppies.
I've got two Great Pyrenees named Thelma and Louise, and they're amazing.
Oh, now see, that's what I need to guard my goats.
Yep. See, so you got to go get another one.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will just do that. So then the name of your CD, The Weight of These Wings, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me
yes,
why.
Ma'am. Well, I have put out a double record this time, which is not normal, but I just had a lot in my life, so I had a lot to write about. And my dad had said one day we were kind of in an argument, and I was at a show, and he was leaving my bus, and he said, well, I had a song title to tell you, but I guess it doesn't matter now, you know, kind of in an argument. And he said, The Weight of These Wings, and he shut the door. And I never forgot, like, that just hit me so hard because we were at a show. We were playing a stadium with another artist. And it was just a huge sort of, like, moment. But none of it matters if you're sort of, like, not in, you know, on good terms with your family. Like, that's the one thing that's a huge deal to me. And so I don't know. It just stuck with me, and we tried to write the song a few times, and it didn't work out. My dad's a great songwriter too, and I just asked him, "Can I use this title for this record?" Because I felt like it's exactly what I wanted. It kind of encompassed everything that this record is for me. So it's really sentimental that I got to use that title of that's my dad's for something that's so important.
Wow. Okay. I was just expecting, you know, what I had envisioned The Weight of These Wings was about, and then you hit me with that. Well, now I love it even more.
Well, it is. You know, it's like my dad and my mom been there every step of the way for me from when I first had this dream, and, you know, but it comes with consequences like everything does. You know, if you're successful, you also have to sacrifice some things, and so I really feel like there's so much more behind that meaning than just words, you know?
That's a lot. That is what you just said with success, you have to make a lot of sacrifices. And I don't think many people stop to take that into consideration. One of the things I love about being on the air, being on the radio, is nobody recognizes me. Very few people do. So I can go out to eat or go to Disneyland or go wherever with complete autonomy most of the time, unless I open my mouth and start talking. But you, everywhere you go, you're recognized. You have no privacy.
Well, it is. I mean, it is. That is one thing that it comes with the territory, which, you know, you hope you recognize because you hope you matter enough for people to recognize you. You know, you hope you're moving people with what you're doing. But also, I mean, I'm pretty simple East Texas girl. Like, I was literally just doing dishes and realized I was about to miss my 12 o'clock deadline to call you. But I don't care about any of the glitz and glamour. I just really love the music and getting to do it with people I love. And so sometimes you have to just kind of regroup and like put it all in perspective because it's an amazing life that I get to have. And then I get to do what I love for a living. And sometimes everything else with the music takes over and you have to start back at square one.
So of all the artists you've got to perform with, you've got to be on stage with, you've got to work on projects with, who is your all-time favorite performer to work with?
To work with? Merle Haggard is my all-time favorite, but I never actually got to sing with Merle, but I did sing for him at the Kennedy Center Honors. I sang Silver Wings with Kris Kristofferson. So I would have to say, like, that collaboration for that man was probably the biggest thing in my career, like, that I've ever feel the most accomplished about, because as a songwriter, you just don't get any cooler than that, you know?
That's kind of the pinnacle. And yeah, Kris Kristofferson is so awesome with his gravelly voice.
Oh, I know. But I have to also say, my favorite people to work with are actually two of my good friends that we actually have a band together called Pistol Annies. My friend Ashley Monroe and Angelina Presley. You know, it's sort of like a big slumber party, but we actually make records and get to make music and paint our nails at the same time. So it's probably my favorite collaboration for sure.
Oh, how fun is that? And do you eat pizza and talk about boys?
Heck yeah, we do.
Oh yeah.
We have two records out and we've just been group texting. One of them's pregnant and one of them just released her own record. So I'm like, okay, once everyone gets their crap together, 2018, we're slumber partying again.
I'm blessed to have a group of women. My sister is one, and then three or four really good girlfriends that work with me and for me. And we get together and we just laugh our butts off. And my teenage girls are like, seriously, Mom? Aren't you guys past this? I'm like, no, you never get past that slumber party mentality. No, it's
exactly.
Always fun to hang out with your besties.
It is. It's awesome.
And sing Tin Man and cry.
Yes.
Miranda Lambert, thank you for spending this time with us. I know you got a busy schedule. Where can folks find your tour schedule for the summer?
MirandaLambert.com. I'm out all summer. And also check out Mutt Nation Foundation. We have Facebook, we have a website, and social media. So look us up. Very important.
MirandaLambert.com. I'm on your site right now, by the way. And Mutt Nation Foundation. And tell folks again, go adopt a pet. Don't buy. What do you say? Adopt, don't shop.
Adopt, don't shop.
And I'll just throw in there, also, if you want to build a family, consider adoption of kids through foster care. We'll get all the puppies and all the babies and all the kids in the nation taken care of between us.
I love it. Let's do it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you so much.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.